This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Police patrols have been increased at Denver's Union Station. Mayor Michael Hancock made that move after reports of drug use and people who are unhoused hanging around the transit and commercial hub. Our reporters from Denverite spent a day talking to people there. They met Sean Foradori, who needed a warm place to sit. He says politicians don't know how to solve the problem.
They've never been in the shoes. Mm-hmm. They have never actually been in the crisis of not having somewhere safe to go, not having somewhere warm to be, not having somewhere to go to the bathroom.
There's more at Denverite.com. Employees at a Boulder bakery chain have voted to unionize. About 77 employees of Spruce Confections were eligible to vote. Melissa Lorienti is a barista with the company.
It's all been about growth, and the employees haven't seen a lot of the benefits of that. We really just want to feel like we're a part of Spruce's success.
The vote was 31-9 in favor of unionizing. The football team at Colorado School of Mines had a big season this year. The Ore Diggers played in the Division II semifinals over the weekend for the first time in school history. That was the end of this season. Mines lost to Valdosta State in Georgia, 34-31. Head coach Greg Brandon says the team's goal is to win a championship next year.
We're there at the end, and that's what we all understand at Colorado Mines. We are an elite team that deserves to be in the Final Four, and we're going to be here next year.
School of Mines ended the football season with a record of 12-2. It's mostly sunny along the Front Range today. There's a chance for snow across Colorado later in the week. This is CPR News and KRCC.